The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Growing up, I knew who you were. Is that weird?
No, I think that's respectful.
Like, how is no one sliding my DMs like
that? You get no DMs. I see this, I'm sliding in. I don't know what other guys are thinking. Let's just pretend we're on a date right now, right? What are some of the questions that you would ask the guys?
Ooh, you're making me nervous. What do you like to do in your free time?
On my free time. These days, I don't really get a lot of free time.
What's your days like then?
I wake up, go to the gym. After that, I just... Oh, no, it's all there. I wake up early too, 6 a.m.
6 a.m.
Yeah.
You're definitely not drinking.
No. Definitely not on the weekdays. So, what's the youngest you'll go?
How old are you?
I'm 20. today, we are here with Danny Riel.
Hi.
Hello. Now, I just want to say, growing up, I knew who you were. Is that weird?
No, I think that's respectful.
That's respectful?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you know?
How do I know?
Yeah.
Tim's vlogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw you I was a fan of Tim, but then, like, he was the most consistent YouTuber back then.
Yeah, he had it, like, he actually, like, was excited to edit his vlogs.
Yeah.
Like, he'd be like, oh, I can't wait to go home and, like, start editing his vlogs. So, like, it was, I'm like, I hate that. So I was like, you're on another level. Good for you.
Yeah, it's crazy. And he was just pumping out those vlogs like almost every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And it got me through high school. And then I saw you. I was like, damn, she is fine. And then I'm not going to lie. Like a creepy, 15-year-old, I had you on my wallpaper at one point.
Did you really?
Yeah, I swear to God. I had it on my iPhone 4 or 3.
It wasn't
3.
On the ceiling? What the
Oh no! I didn't go that far. My mom would have called me out, but also where I was living back in New York, it was just disgusting. I had like roaches. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was bad.
I helped you get through some life. So, life crisis.
for sure. So I don't know. Like, did you have any like weird fan encounters?
I don't have like weird encounters. There's definitely some that are like my supporters that would like fly out to all my shows.
Okay.
And be there, and I've actually become like cool with them. I'll be like, okay, you guys can hang around, like, here's my chair, you take my chair, like, right. Just, you know, like, I, like, they're my homies.
Yeah.
The only time that something was really weird was this one girl in Australia, and she like
girl
it was a girl, yeah. Oh. The girls in Australia are freaky deaky, so shout out to you girls. Like,
cool.
They are grabbers and gropers, and they get wild. They really get wild. So shout out to my Aussie girls.
Yeah. Wow.
If you haven't made it there.
Yeah, no, that's actually intriguing.
Yeah, so there's one girl who's just really crazy, like, stalker, knew everything. Like, at the time, like, I had my relationship, and she knew about the guy that I was with, and like, what I actually ended up getting her escorted out because I'm like, this is fucking weird.
What was she? She was grabbing?
No, she was grabbing, but like being psycho and like talking about things. So this was like, this was like an intimate like 101 super fan meeting thing you had to get special tickets for.
Right.
And she just knew my whole life, like, and I'm like, I don't put this on the internet, so this is really creepy. Like, that's extensive research somewhere somehow.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's some FBI work.
I know.
Doing.
That's why I was like, no, this girl needs to leave. I'm sorry. And I think it all started because, you know, YouTube was just getting big at that time. And you knew, like, especially in the Asian community, there was, like, you had, like, your solid Asians that were consistent. Yeah. And we all knew each other. Everyone worked really hard, put the time into making videos. And I was vlogging at the time. And there was no other girls that were, like, the hot girls that was on the internet kind of thing, right? So I kind of came in like at a really good time, fresh market.
Yeah.
And especially like I wasn't just like wearing a bikini and whatever. Like, I actually had a personality.
Of course.
I wanted to do stuff. Even when we did our collabs like with Tim and everything, like I was like, okay, well, I want to put myself in here too. Yeah. Even add like different things. Like, have you watched Changman's videos? He started.
Yeah. He had the gym one.
That was actually my gym. That was my condo at the time.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's where it happened. So he inspired me to like start vlogging and stuff, and then I got popular. People like ended up knowing me. I'm not afraid to myself. Like, I'm very unapologetically me. Yeah. And I kind of live like I don't give a fuck.
No, that's the only way you should live. Yeah. You know, I think I was back then, you know, when I had the hot girls on my wallpapers, I was like living in this like shell of myself.
How many hot girls do you live in this bubble?
Right. But now, you know, I might be freedom.
Yeah.
Come on. Back in the day, yeah, I felt like the Asian community was a lot more. What's the word?
Community?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I feel the same way.
Like together.
Yes, supporting each other, not like, you know, going against each other and like really spending time on the quality of videos. But like now everyone just, the tension is just so quick. It is like, you know, like nobody really, unless they're like their solid supporters have been following people, right? It's like kind of like, oh, they watch a video. It's like, oh, cool. Meanwhile, it took forever to make and film and edit.
Right.
I mean, that's like the sad part of how I feel the differences between now and like back in the day.
But also, I think back in the day too, everybody was coming up together and everybody had like, we're brought something different to the space, right? There was like Ryan Higa that brought like the really intricate like goofy skits. Yeah, videos, there's like the Dietrix who did like these dance videos, mm-hmm, and then
Michelle,
and then everybody were kind of all like the same size, but at the same time everybody were like featured in each other's videos.
Yeah.
Today I rarely are they the same. There might be a TikToker that's popping.
Yeah.
Or there might be, actually majority of them are TikTokers. Yeah. I'll be honest.
Yeah. The youngies.
Yeah. And even, you know, Wu-Tok, right? Like, only recently have we started, like, really collabing with each other.
Yeah, I just did collab with them the other day.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, these days, you just don't see as many Asian people coming together and making videos like they used to.
Yeah, so let's fix this, people. Let's get back to your roots of your community. Support one another.
What do you think it was, though, for just being in the middle of everything back then?
Oh, it's great, but it's just nice because right now it's so saturated. It's just, that's what it is. Everybody wants to be something. Nobody wanted to really be famous or be known. It was just kind of like doing what they loved, uh-huh. And that was like the number one part of it.
Yeah.
And now the motive switched kind of. It's like that's secondary. People want to be popping first, right?
Right.
You know, so.
There was more purpose back then.
Yeah.
Do you think also like things have definitely been, is more saturated now than back then? Before, like,
oh, for sure.
Like anybody who just made the YouTube videos, like, oh, he was gonna make it. Yeah. Or was there more like skill and like talent?
More skill and talent and just hard work. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. Now there's just a dime a dozen. Everyone's doing something. Yeah. Everyone's trying to do something. Everyone's trying to be something.
Yeah.
But hey, good for them. Good for them.
Thank you to HelloFresh for sponsoring this week's video. America's number one meal kit. With HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered straight to your doorstep. HelloFresh is actually cheaper than grocery shop and 25% less expensive than your average takeout. You could use those extra savings for holiday presents. HelloFresh can help you eat better amid all the holiday temptations. Their meals have 20% fewer calories than takeout. And if you're looking for variety, HelloFresh has over 35 recipes available to choose from on any given week. Family friendly, fit and wholesome, or even veggies. Plus you can customize your meals, upgrade your protein, or even adding protein to a veggie meal. Just, you know, you can mix things up a little bit. Up to this point in my life, I've never cooked a meal. You know, I could maybe cook some eggs, maybe make a burger. I've never chopped things up and like threw it in a pan and, you know, maybe I'm a mama's boy. HelloFresh makes the learning curve of cooking a little bit easier, right? Like now with their portioned ingredients and step-by-step instructions, I could just put a meal together nice and easy. It's a simple pastime that I've come to enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/DownBadShow and use code DownBadShow for 21 free meals. If you sign up right now, link will be down below. That's HelloFresh.com/DownBadShow and use code DownBadShow. Big thank you to HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit, for sponsoring today's video. Yeah, for sure. Now I caught up with Michael and your Instagram a little bit now.
Michael's my manager.
Yeah. And so where have you kind of progressed over the years, right? Because you were doing the vlogging stuff, and then like I felt like you took some time off from the internet, right?
Yeah, I definitely did. I don't ever talk about this. Uh-huh. I'm very private.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Super private.
So a podcast isn't really your speed.
No, it's not really my thing. But you know, I like, yeah, I just got out of a long-term relationship.
How long?
6 years.
Wow.
6 years, yeah. And so I never talk about relationships. I don't openly talk about that either.
Sure.
That's why I kind of always like, how is no one sliding my DMs like that? Am I unapproachable? Like, is that something like me? Like,
you get no DMs.
I barely, like, this is the thing. I talk to my girlfriends all the time. I'm like, we figured it out. It's because I just don't put myself out there that way to get it, you know?
I mean,
like,
also use Instagram. And, yeah.
But, like, would you, like, you didn't slide, like.
I would.
You would?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, hold on.
Have you? Have you? Oh. Come and check.
Man, maybe, oh, shit. Let's
because
see.
No, like, I'm just like, it's not like I'm sitting here being like, oh my god, send me some dick pics right now, please don't. But like, I don't get like those random like.
No. I see this. I'm slotting in. I don't know what's what other guys are thinking.
How would you approach it? Like, what would you?
Okay, it might be a little intimidating considering like, oh, now I have to be the league of like flying you out to Ibiza. Like, can I just kick it with you and have a picnic? No, I don't think that's the vibe I'm getting at, right?
That's the thing. That's the vibe I am. That's just the internet.
Whoa. Flying you out to Ibiza or a picnic?
I've already been there. I don't need to go there again. I like a picnic.
Okay.
Yeah, fair, I like a picnic. Fair. But anyways, okay, back to my... I've always been in a relationship.
Yeah.
And I don't really say anything. It's like, they're always behind the scenes. They like, kind of let me do my thing.
Yeah.
My first one, would like, while I started being on the internet and stuff like that, mm-hmm. was 8 years. And then...
The first relationship spanned for 8 years.
I honestly can say to this day, like, I've never been single since I was, like, 14. But you would never know.
Wow. Okay.
I'm a relationship person, and I'm very, like, it's not like I'm trying to hide my relationships at all by any means. It's just, that's something that is private to me.
Yeah.
And, like, that... You know,
it makes you happy. It makes you fulfilled. Yeah.
So yeah, now it's just like a weird thing to be like,
all right, who? Like, who we got?
You know? Like, yeah. And I'm not trying to jump into a relationship right away, but
sure.
But yeah, it's like a thing that nobody really knows. There's always been someone there.
There's all since four. Wow.
Sorry.
Never had a shot.
Sorry, I misleaded everybody.
So even during the, like, how did the second one secure it, like, immediately after the first 8 years? Like, after 8 years, you would think, right?
Yeah. Huh. Oh. Yeah, I know.
It's time to see I what know. We got.
But I see, the thing is, like, that was somebody that I knew before.
Uh-huh.
From, like, back in the day. Right. And then, like, it just turned out, like, we were both single. Like, just finished our breakups and, like, you know... It was like we were in a doorway. It was so funny. We were in a doorway of like this party. I was leaving. He was coming in, and we both were like,
"Hey,
yeah, what's up?" Like, and I was like, "I'm gonna play you, motherfucker!" Like, I can't wait. And then I guess we both thought that, and then yeah, then there we were. But it was just funny. We exchanged numbers, and then we ended up at the end of the night, and then that was 6 years ago.
Wow.
So yeah. Side of my DMs.
Well, now, okay. Now I have a question. Oh, right. Do you shoot these yourself or you shoot with photographers?
I shoot with photographers for the most part, yeah.
Okay. So there's a lot of these are, you know what I'm saying, they're very well taken photos. My question is, have you ever encountered any creepy photographers?
If you're not creepy and you're a photographer, you shouldn't be a photographer.
Yeah. It's a requirement, actually. Go into photography.
Who are you kidding?
In photography school, they teach you.
Yeah.
You need to be creepy.
Yeah, like, you need to be a little bit creepy. Anyone who, like, but I haven't really had a crazy encounter just because I do my diligence. I'm not going to just be like, hey, let's shoot, like,
Right.
Because, like, they get to see shit. Right? That's why, even for my OnlyFans stuff, when I shoot OnlyFans content, Like, I don't like to shoot with photographers. I like it very raw and, like, shoot it myself. Uh-huh. Because I'm like, why are you getting to see this? Like, you should be be paying me.
Right.
So that's, like, where I just... And I think the raw stuff does better anyways.
Yeah.
But I haven't really had, like, any creepy photographers per se. Actually, now that I think about it. Okay.
There was.
I don't know if he was being creepy, but, like, there was, like, a hand... grace of in between my legs. I didn't know if it was like
because he was trying to position
position the lotion and whatever. And I'm just like, I'm like, I can be doing this myself. And I was like, whatever. And then like it was like a grace thing. I'm like, is he just trying to touch my like he's trying to come up feel? And then I was like, no, don't think of it like that. Just that's weird.
The whole time you were having an internal monologue,
yeah,
like an anime, just freeze frame, just.
And I was like, okay, yeah. So like thinking about this now, like, what do you think? Do you think he was trying to touch my?
Like he was just gently caressing it,
or like it was like, put like say this is my leg,
uh-huh.
Let's get this leg, and then like here's my puss, and he's just like, like that is right. Okay,
yeah,
we don't need to go there, but yeah, that happened
a little bit.
That was
a
while ago, but yeah, it was I'll make sure that doesn't happen again.
But for the most part, like you screen photographers, like
yeah,
oh this
I,
is
oh
a,
for sure you have to. Yeah. There's no way, yeah.
Cause I was thinking like, huh, you know, like to be one of these photographers, right? It's kind of a cool job. You just get to see like
things.
Yeah, you just get to see bad bitches the all day,
yeah.
And you get paid for it.
Yeah.
Yo, can I sign up? Where do I sign up? Like, I think I should just like go to photography school, right? No, I'm only signing up for nude photography. I am exclusively shooting the nude. Because it is an artistic...
Is it very artistic, yeah.
Art form.
We appreciate a good nude body around here.
Yeah. But nobody has gotten, like, visibly horny.
No. I do have a fantasy kind of, like, of a sexual encounter. Like, someone shooting me, you know. But
oh, you do have a little
bit. Like, a little bit. But it's never... But the photographer has to be, you know.
Like attractive.
Yeah.
And smooth.
Smooth. Like
oily,
in between the legs.
See, that's not smooth. It's like how would a photographer even try to slot in that scenario? You know?
Just oil up a body. See where it goes from there.
Just oil the body?
Yeah.
But you've never been turned on from...
No.
Yeah.
I'm professional.
Yeah. So
slide in my DMs when you get your photography course done and then...
Yeah, and then the oils come in.
Okay,
so past relationships,
mm-hmm.
Were they toxic or did it get toxic?
Yeah, definitely.
It definitely did.
Yeah, definitely. Like both of the relationships, but like I'm also one of those like fixers and I always try and like
I see.
Make things better.
Yeah.
Even when it's like nah. Now I just got so exhausted this last like relationships and I can't I will open up about it one day, but this is like true shit. Like it's true shit.
Okay, this is too soon to open.
Too
up.
Soon, it's too fresh. But oh, like okay. there has been some major shit, and I know that I need to open up at some point because I always been so private. Like I just don't want people to see that. They always sees me like happy Danny, like
right.
always partying and doing that.
Right.
But like at the end of the day, like I'm still human. I go through things. But
right. But this isn't the time to.
No.
To open
but
up.
I realize that I do have to share my story because. When I do sometimes do sentimental posts and like open up a little bit, it's like uh-huh. the response from people.
Yeah,
I don't really realize it, but it's like just by somebody reading something real like that
yeah.
from somebody like us.
Yeah,
it's really like it helps.
It'll make a humongous impact.
Yeah, definitely.
And then they could relate to it. Like they have similar experiences.
Yeah.
Right. What about the first relationship?
What about it?
That's also a closed book.
So they're
too.
Both engagements.
They were both engagements.
Yeah. I'm a ring collector now. Just kidding. But yeah, the first one was like more like physically toxic, and then the second one was like more like mentally toxic.
Mentally, okay. So, but okay, for the first one, because I feel like once you get a certain one, yeah, once you hit the engagement point, or once you get over like the 3-4 year mark, that's when you like really, you know. Okay, this is it
yeah.
for life. This is my partner.
Yeah. No, that's what I thought in the beginning. Like, I was like, yeah, after, like, I wanted to get married. So he didn't ask me to marry him until the end of a relationship, which I think it was kind of, there was some shit that went down. He ended up going to jail. But like, it was just like, I think that it was more to like, hold on to me. That's how I feel. I don't know if that's necessarily true of what happened. Right. We haven't really had that closure type. So it's kind of like, you know, you still have those wounds still, but yeah.
What, jail? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's not skip past that little, that little fact. Like that is, do you feel like you have, they're like red flags in these guys that like you low key be ignoring?
Oh yeah, definitely. I have a red flag. Sign me up. I want to look at that red flag. Yeah, for sure. And I just like, me and my girlfriend talk about this all the time. Like we're so like fucked in the head. We're like, okay, whatever. We just look for craziness, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
What do you think are some of these like red flag turn ons?
I don't know, man. Like
danger.
Danger, yeah. Like just like that. That I don't know. That sprungness in the beginning is just like, you know, I don't know. I couldn't even explain it. I don't go looking for toxic people, just so you know. No, okay?
Of course.
It just happens. And I always feel like if you don't try, like, then it's not worth spending time for, right? And I don't regret any of my past relationships. Like, you know, I stand here as a strong woman today.
Yeah.
And it's making me who I am. And, like, right now I'm excited for my future. Like, you know, I ain't dead yet, so.
Whoa, okay.
I ain't dead yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I did take some time off to regroup and whatever.
And heal.
And heal, yeah. And I think just, like, I had my real brand. I had everything. I was living in L.A., and then I met him from my most recent ex, and then I moved back to my hometown in Canada, and then just kind of like fucked everything up and was like, okay, I'm in love, la, 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 la.
Right.
And yeah, so I did that. That's never going to happen again. And
So what about you now? Like, do you have a screening process when it comes to meeting you guys?
Okay, like, I don't know. I don't have a screening process, but apparently, if you're toxic, then that's a trick. I'm just kidding. I think what now I'm looking for is when I'm going to be married to me first, because that's something I need to do, is take care of myself. But he definitely has to make me laugh. Like, I don't really care about, like, looks or things like that.
Word.
What you might think. And, like, all the stuff that you see on my Instagram and traveling and stuff, that's a lot of me. Like, that's, you know what I mean? Like, that's me taking on me trips, too.
Yeah,
so it's not necessarily something I look for. But you do have to be secure.
Secure.
Like, definitely. And it's like, you know, it's not like saying you're a gold digger. It's like
someone that could take care of you. Someone who's
established and able to
take care of you.
Yeah. They're not lazy. They're go-getters. They have that going for them. And like, that's something I need. Someone has their own life and I can have my own life and we can fit together.
Yeah.
That's important. That's another thing, is don't depend on each other, because that's when everything just collapses.
Right. So because you're in a very like, I would say, independent field where you know, you're your own boss. Mm-hmm. Do you think you look for that in a partner as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't have anybody.
You can't hang, you have to be secure with yourself.
But not only that, like, you know, if a homie has a desk job, right? It doesn't really complement your lifestyle and your like,
that's your work. That's true. I didn't think of it like that, but that's true.
Right.
Because I'm like traveling all the time. Like, exactly. Of course I can come on the weekends, because that's normally when I'm working, but they definitely need a flexible schedule.
Yeah, that's for sure.
What's
the youngest you'll go? They're just asking for some friends out there.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
I'm just asking for a friend.
Yeah, 27.
27.
Yeah.
Okay. Why do you think you're old or young?
I think I'm getting up there.
Yeah. No, I don't know what the youngest would be like. I don't think there should be an age limit.
There's no age limit. Fire.
I mean, I could go grandpa, I could go son, whatever.
Yeah, okay. My friends are very happy right now. Yeah. They just... Any fun party stories? What about with Tim and some of the OG YouTubers back in the day?
Well, a good memory that I like with Tim is, I guess there was a, what was it? YouTube something?
VidCon. Maybe.
Yeah, VidCon was VidCon.
Yeah.
They shut down Universal Studios. And so we all, like, I don't know if there's hotels there. I think we stayed there too. But they shut it down. And, like, me and Tim just got so drunk, ran around. Like, he, like, threw me up. Like, we fell all over. And he, like, scraped his whole leg up. And it was, like, it was wild. I was like, pulling out my pants, Mooney and shit. Like, we were causing havoc.
Just y'all two?
Yeah. And, like, everybody, like, at that event was just like, what the
fuck is wrong with you? Who the fuck are these delusional Asians?
No, but it's cool. Like, that's why Tim and I get along, because I'm like, I'm like the girl version of you. Word. In a sense.
Word.
So.
Fire.
It is. We just have so much fun. But, like, imagine just no lineups, just drunk as fuck, going around everywhere and just having a good time. That was a good one.
That sounds like it.
Yeah.
So there's no age preference, right? But have you seen the difference from, like, going on a date with, like, someone in their 20s versus somewhere?
Yeah, I always older. Think I'm like in my 20s, you know, I still look like I'm in my 20s, whatever. Then I talk to someone in their 20s, I'm like, no, definitely not. I'm definitely in my 30s.
Really? What are the things that they're talking about and they're demonstrating that, like, yo, you're just not mature. Like how?
In that sense, yes, because again, stability and, like, being a strong man is something important to me, and that's not really, like,
important to me as well.
It's not really how they're raised these days, you know what I'm saying? But it doesn't mean to say, like, I love hanging out with them, like Nina, Peter, like, those are, like, my babies.
Yeah.
We all, like, age ain't a thing when we're all together.
Yeah.
But just in the sense of, like, if a guy, if I want to be f***ing you and I want to, you know, you got to stimulate my mind first.
Right. And for a lot of young guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, let's just pretend we're on a date right now, right?
Okay.
And what are some of the questions that you would ask the guy to kind of, you know, let us stimulate?
Ooh, you're making me nervous. I don't know. I would be like, what do you like to do in your free time?
On my free time? Huh. These days, I don't really get a lot of free time. You know,
so
I just...
What's your days like then?
What's my days like? I wake up, go to the gym, and after that, I just... It's all there.
Yeah, okay.
And after, you know, and I wake up early too, 6 a.m.
6 a.m.
Yeah.
You're definitely not drinking on the weekdays for sure.
Definitely not on the weekdays. Weekends, I go a little crazy. Like Friday nights, I go a little crazy.
Yeah.
And then Saturday nights, it depends. I might be working on Saturday nights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Recently, I'm doing a clothing brand drop.
Oh.
Yeah, so I have that on the side. And, nice. You know, so.
What's the name?
Kage's Club. It's like an anime streetwear brand type of thing.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, like, what I like to do is I turn, you know, my hobbies into something that could potentially make money. I could monetize off of.
Monetary value. Yeah, we need that.
So, and, you know, hopefully in the future, like, all the things that I do could somehow make me money in some type of way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, yeah, and just get a beach house and retire young.
So where do you see me
Fitting in this little lifestyle that I have?
Yeah.
Well, it's hard, you know. I think.
Okay, bye.
Well, all right.
We're done here.
Oh shit! Now, see, if we were on a date, I might go in a little bit more in depth with your past love life, a little bit, right?
Just on the first date.
You don't talk about exes on your first date.
Do you?
Like, not in a...
How many dates do you be going on, though?
No, not a lot. No.
Not a lot.
What about you?
I told you, I'm a relationship person. That's why I'm like, oh...
When'd you break up?
It's very recent.
Like a month? Two
like,
months?
Very recent. Okay. Just, you know, it's very recent.
Very recent. Have you gone on a date since?
No.
For real?
Of course not. I date myself. Now.
Okay. What's that? Like, you just go to places by yourself?
Yeah. No, I don't. But I'm just saying I'm the priority now.
Of course.
So
before
maybe you should like teach me how to go on a first date, because I'm not going to know how.
I mean, how was your first date with the ex? It was just, right?
It was just like, just kidding.
Okay. I could give you a couple pointers. Hold eye contact.
I got that.
Yeah, you got that. I would say,
like, a lot of this, like,
if you like the guy.
Yeah.
Just be there to enjoy the other person's time. A lot of times people go on dates with all these preconceived, like, oh, I should do this, I should do this, I should talk about this. But really, you're just kind of enjoying that other person's time. Who give a fuck what you talk about? It don't really matter.
I know. I was just kidding. I know what to do.
Yeah.
I just show up.
Goddamn. Oh, man. How about this? How could you tell if a guy that you first meet is either a fuckboy or like someone that's...
Oh, I could smell it.
You could smell it.
I could smell it.
What kind of scent am I giving off right now?
Oh.
Like, am I more towards the fuckboy?
You're like midline. But I've seen your videos.
Okay.
So that's when it goes up a little bit.
It goes up a little bit. Okay.
Right now you're very wholesome. You're very wholesome.
I am. What videos did you see?
I don't know. I was in a sauna naked watching videos on
YouTube. You were naked? Yeah. Okay. That's definitely not where you watch my videos.
I was in a sauna and I was like, oh, I'm gonna go on this podcast if I watch some of these videos. So I'm like two birds, one stone, you know? So yeah.
Word.
Yeah.
So.
But it was you interviewing people.
Right.
And then I was like, cool, next. And then I was like, oh, awesome, great, I'll see you.
Well, I'm definitely on the more wholesome side of things.
Yeah.
Did your partners or did your exes ever like have an issue with you having an OF?
No, but that was, it's only been a year.
Okay.
Since I had it.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't think so. But like also it's like the support that I got. It kind of seemed like double-edged, like, I don't know if I, what I should show and what, you know what I mean? Like,
is that a conversation?
That's been conversations, and then I just kind of didn't have it. Now I'm like, I'll do whatever I feel like.
Are they on it? Are they like?
No.
So they just know you have this thing.
Yeah, and I keep it separate. So it's like
they're not curious because if I had a girl, I always wonder if they're
curious too. But I don't think so because I'm a trustworthy person, and you know.
Right. Because if I was the man's, I'm subscribing and see everything. I'm on a burner account.
Yeah, I have people like that. Like I know girls that their mans are like so involved in watching stuff.
Yeah,
I'm like
kind of turned me on a little bit.
Oh yeah,
I think so.
It does could. Now.
it could. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Unless you go into the DMs. You don't want to go in there. I was talking about my Instagram DMs being, like, dead. Not my OnlyFans.
Now your OnlyFans?
No, not my
What's there. The biggest, like, donation you ever gotten? Or what's the... Are you allowed to talk about this?
I don't think so. I don't think so. But my fans are very generous. And, like, honestly, OnlyFans has changed my life.
Oh, really?
It has changed my life. Because there was a time where, like, you know, I was super... dependent on like my ex and stuff, especially financially.
Really?
And, yeah, and so doing OnlyFans was like a saving grace for me because it made me become standing on my two feet as a woman.
Right.
I didn't have to like have anything held over my head.
Right.
And it was like it feels so good to be supported and loved by all my supporters on OnlyFans and.
Mm.
Now I'm able to like take a deep breath,
fair,
and be okay,
and
become more in tune with myself and stand here as a bad bitch and be like, I got this.
Yeah.
So thank you for subscribing.
Now, are you? What can we see? Actually, no, never mind. Next.
Yeah, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to log in and see my shit? You better subscribe yourself. I'll see you in those DMs.
I'll see you in those DMs.
Yeah.
What's the subscription cost at?
Actually, it's free.
It's free?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, shit. I wonder what the message is. But the thing is,
on my OnlyFans, how I run it is you have to, like, DM me and I will send you the stuff.
X, Y, and Z.
We need the conversation. So when you go on my OnlyFans, that's why some people get confused. They're like, there's nothing on here. I'm not posting on my feed. Are you crazy?
You crazy?
You gotta slide in.
It goes down to the DMs.
The DMs.
Oh, man. What's, has there been anybody smooth that you've met up with in person?
No, I'm a relationship person.
Oh yeah, you just got out of my head. Yeah.
But I mean, like, who knows? We'll see now.
Who knows?
Shoot your shot.
Wow, it's just shoot your shot.
It's free game now.
It's free game. I don't think you ever said this before.
No, I've never said that before.
Wow.
Holla at you, girl.
Holla. So.
Jimmy 69, 69.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Those in the DMs.
No, it's not going to be that obvious. It's going to be like my Chinese name. Zhang Yiming.
Zhang Yiming.
Yeah. And it's gonna be, it's are gonna you Canto? No, I'm Chinese. Cantonese? Yeah, I mean Mandarin. What
was I saying? Chinese.
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. What I'm half you? Cantonese, and like Chinese, and then French.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Like fully half and half.
Basically, my other half I just say like French, but it's like there's Métis and other stuff in there.
Are you more tapped in on the Chinese side of things or French side?
It's crazy. Like my mom is so white. Like she's like the whitest woman you've ever had. She doesn't have a cell phone.
Yeah.
She's very like wholesome. You sit there like she's present 24/7.
Cool.
And then my dad's like super Chinese and like
oh the dad is Chinese.
Yeah.
Wow.
Being together and there's a reason why, but.
Normally is the Asian woman. What the dad fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
So they're totally two different people. But like growing up, like I side on my Asian side, but like I'm very into my white side too. So it's just cool that I have totally two different
cultures.
Yeah. Definitely. It's so cool. Okay. I think it really helps them be well-rounded.
Cool.
I go back home and I hang out with all my white high school friends. And then everyone knows me as like the Asian right. person, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
She swings both ways.
Did your parents have like a traditional like love story? Like how that?
Oh, that's not a love story. That's not a love story. They do not talk to each other. That's
oh, like, they don't fuck?
No,
okay.
There's no, that's very nope.
Fair.
Totally different.
Damn, yeah.
I mean, I'm in therapy now about it, so we're getting through it.
Getting through it. Like a divorce type.
Yeah, you know, like there's trauma. Everyone's got their traumas. And like that's why everyone needs to be a little bit nicer to each other. Everyone's going through traumas.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I think I had really, you know, I cried it all out when I took Molly.
I did it when I did shrooms, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You cried
non-stop,
it all out?
Like, nonstop for, like, 2 hours. How long did you cry for?
Like, a good hour?
Yeah, like, yeah. And it was just, like, nonstop. I couldn't
stop. Yeah. And that I felt like that was the most, like, alleviating moment of my life.
I love that for you.
Yeah. And I was like, you know, like, man, I just, my parents never loved me. But you know, now I have like I found family and friends, and like I think you know that's where I could find love too. You know, it doesn't necessarily need to come from family, right? And then like that's how I felt growing up. I don't know if it was the same for you. But I think it was just. Meanwhile, it was just a full on rave in front of me.
Experience you had is like they're f***ing out of range.
There's lasers and lights just beaming, but I'm out on the benches just crying to this lady friend that I think she likes me, but I don't really like her. But she was there to just emotionally comfort me.
Oh, that's nice.
And then she was just there to hear me cry. But low key, she probably wanted some dick, but I didn't want to give it. I don't know. I wasn't really that into her.
That is so funny. Am I so impressed? I'm like, oh my god! You need to get it out, that's a good thing. I don't think it's not that your parents don't love you. I think it's just like Asian upbringing too is so much different than like you know they don't show love that way.
But we need to be loved that way,
of course. And that's the chain that needs to be broken for this new generation, because especially now everyone's so sensitive and
yeah. It's just, everybody needs their feelings to be comforted.
Yeah.
And everybody needs to be understood. I think there's like a duality of like fatherhood that needs to teach like masculine principles, which I think, and I'm going to get some hate for this. I think some like Andrew Tate do be preaching facts sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
About like certain masculine things that like, you know, young guys should like work on themselves. Da, da, da.
I'm not trying to get in that conversation.
But at the same time, you know, I think the moms should also, you know, be there to show
nurture.
Love, nurture and show love, which, you know, I didn't get, but, you know, that's fine. But then, yeah, I think I found it through friends.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And that's why I think it's like, especially now more than ever, I'm like, it doesn't matter what your blood is, because you have fucked up relatives that take advantage of you or like, you know, that's just like, that's just not it. These day and age, I'm like, I have amazing friends, and that's, it doesn't matter if they're not my blood, they're still my family, right?
Right.
Yeah, so I think that's super important, too. I'm like, don't be letting nobody take advantage of you just because they're like, oh, blood. Nah. You still fucked up. You still fucked up.
So you're not too close with your family?
I am very close to my family. Oh. I am now. I wasn't before. I moved out when I was 18. I was like, bye.
Right.
And I fucked off to Toronto, and I was gone ever since until just the 6-year relationship. I came back.
Right.
But it's got me really close to my family,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's really important. And now that I'm making money and whatever, like, I take care of them now. Like, I got bought my mom's house. And,
oh,
like,
wow.
I just, yeah, it was like, I'm just trying to be a better daughter and be a better person,
mm-hmm.
because I've been super fortunate, and it's like, I've been selfish enough that it's like, I need to give back. So I'm consciously
taking care
to be a better person in all aspects of my life, friendships, family, whatever. Yeah. I think it's so important, but you need to go off on your own to like figure this shit out.
You keep talking about this going off on your own.
Yeah.
Type thing. What like what's, what do you, what
those
do you
psychedelics,
mean?
Man.
Those shroom trips be crazy. Yeah. Huh? You had a 2-hour cry?
2-hour cry. Unstop. Yeah, it didn't stop.
What was the thoughts? It was just like...
It was during COVID and lockdown.
Uh-huh.
And it was just everything. And it was insane. And I never wanted to do shrooms again.
Oh, it was bad.
Well, it was just so...
Emotional?
Lot. Like, when you're going through... You're not supposed to do shrooms when you're like... really
in a bad headspace.
Yeah.
What were you thinking about?
You know, everything. Life, and this was before OnlyFans too, so it was uh-huh. like feeling useless, waking up every day like not having purpose kind of things, uh-huh. and just like not motivated and stuck in this small city.
Yeah.
There's like it makes a big difference to be around like-minded people,
right.
who are trying to get their shit together. Everyone's trying to do something.
Right.
I'm in a small city where it's like everyone's just really content.
This is back in...
In Winnipeg.
Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Which I still don't know.
I know. That's okay. It's like, it's in the middle.
Of
Winnipeg.
Of, it's in the of middle Canada. Of Canada.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I know Toronto. I know Vancouver.
Yeah.
And that is just in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Man, and being stuck over there, it in the cold, no less.
Bitch, don't even get me started. The snow is like this high right now, and just started.
Jesus
and
Christ!
And I'd always be like, yeah, no, I can handle the cold.
Right.
I'm from Canada. La la la. First snowfall hits, I was like, never mind. I want out. I want out. I'm leaving. I'm going to the U.S. See ya. Hi, California. It's like, why am I sad and cold when I could be happy and sunshine? So yeah, that's like, I'm so happy right now.
Yeah, no, see, California does. That's why I moved to California, right? It's just you go outside, and it's, you know, I could be outside.
You could be outside.
Whereas like in even New York, Canada, I can't
yeah,
imagine.
Yeah, you can't imagine. It's not like that. It's like it's the fact of like your car. You gotta heat up your car. You need like that little
plow.
The plow.
The
A plow? You gotta shovel thing? You gotta shovel the thing? You know that fucking in the car?
Right.
Get off all the snow, scrape your windows, you know, sometimes you gotta plug in the car.
Sometimes it's just I just stay inside.
That's what I do.
I'm going
like,
outside.
Yeah, that's what I do. I'm like, I'm going outside. I deserve to be in California. I deserve this. but no, I'll stay in Canada. I'll stay in Canada. It keeps me grounded.
But I mean, for Canadians, you guys could be here for a good chunk of the year.
Yeah, I'll be popping it up and forth. Yeah,
just be here for the winter, you know, and then be in the Canada for the summer.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a racial preference when it comes to guys?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
What do you think it is?
Dun dun dun.
White eyes?
White guys.
Oh, white guys. Do you think the mentality of, like, white guys are the same as Asians?
So here's the thing. I think a lot of white people, actually, because they come up from more healthier upbringings.
But they don't have the red flags I'm looking for, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay, so never mind. Not white guys.
There you go.
Vietnamese guys.
No, definitely Asian. I did date like a white guy before, and just their mentality is a lot different. Like I mean, I'm not saying I'm excluding white guys.
Sure.
But yeah, no, I think I just Asian upbringing is something more I can relate to, and I'm very, some very attention, yeah, attention to details, like, you know, mannerisms and things like that. So I think that's really important to me as a person. Yeah. Asians, like, I've kind of,
if you're going back to mom's, like, bring the fruits.
Yes, like, that's,
you know, yeah. And just, you know, always come bearing with the gifts.
Except for my mom is white, but
okay, right, yeah. right.
Yeah.
Then come so with just, like spaghetti. A, like
a spaghetti. Yeah, just come with a good personality. Just fair, be yourself.
Be yourself.
Be yourself.
Man, that is the most. I hate that advice. I hate be yourself advice.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because yeah, how do you apply that? I be myself. I am myself.
I know. Who the fuck are we anyway? I don't even know who I am these days. <Just kidding.
laughs> Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I hate be yourself dating advice. What's coming up next?
Coming up next, yeah. I don't really want to say exactly what I'm getting into a lot of investments.
Okay.
Which is a good thing for me. I think it's the next transition to be a bad bitch.
Right.
You need at least like 3 running businesses to like.
Yo, weren't you doing import modeling back in the day? Or was that?
No, that was not me. I don't know what you're talking about.
No?
That's where I started, yes. I started dating for a while.
Okay. See, I
did my fucking research.
I did my... That's when you started?
Yeah, I started doing import modeling first, and then...
How was that, by the way?
Like, what do you mean?
It's just like...
Nobody knows what import modeling is. And, like, my import modeling is not everybody else's import modeling.
Okay. Well, first of all, for the folks that don't know, right, for these new age TikTokers, they probably don't even know what the import model is.
Okay.
Right?
What would you describe an import model to be?
Hot girls in front of cars.
Exactly. But that's not even, like, but that's exactly it. That's not what I was doing. I started like that. But the thing is, I got so popular, like, I would be in the model lounges, and, like, my lines would be, like, around everybody, and they'd be like, well... So I started, like, that's how I took advantage of it and became, I took it as a business rather than modeling, because YouTube and everybody, like, kind of brought me up so high.
Right.
And my fan base was, like, so f***ing strong.
Right.
That it's, like, I was annoying other people, so I couldn't even be in, like, model lounges anymore. So, like, basically what I'm talking about is, like, if you go to the automotive shows, there's model lounges. Yeah, some girls would go to the cars and, like, take photos near the cars. I had my days of doing that, but, like, I'm so busy, I didn't even see the show ever. Like, I've never stood by a car. I never did anything because I was working. I had to, like, make sure I sell all my merch to my fans in line. Mm-hmm. And I would stay there for 7 hours on end. Like, sometimes I'm so tired, I'm, like, on the table. I'm like, sorry, I just have to be on the table and sign this and take photos. So I took it into a business. So rather than being in the model lounges with models, I was a vendor.
Oh.
So I had my vendor set up. And then that really inspired me to start my clothing line. So I had, like, my own merch line.
Oh, sure.
Or, like, everybody else is doing it.
Yeah.
It was a real brand. And, you know, I'd make a lot of merch and, like, hats. Everything. Like, I had everything.
You had tote bags?
Huh?
You had tote bags?
Tote bags weren't cool then. We were all about that plastic wastage.
Oh, man.
So.
I would have got a tote bag.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. That makes sense. Yeah. Oh, I like tote bags for merch.
Well, great. And then. So I was literally like, I would have to like travel with my whole booth.
Oh.
And I had like my banners and like every, like it was a whole booth. And how I used to set it up was like, I'd always be like, meet Santa. Like, it has to be like, meet Santa. I have to be
meet back Santa? There.
How do you meet Santa?
Like they sit on your lap too?
No.
Oh, you sit on their lap. Hold on.
I mean, it depends what you're paying. No. At this time it was more the setup of like how the flow goes. Like I was always like about the flow. Like I needed at least 3 people at my booth. One to sell merch. One to be a photographer, and then one to, like, be security.
Sure.
So it's, like, each time it's, like, get the flow quickly to get through everybody because it was, like, big lines.
Right.
So during that time, it was just insane. It was insane. I'd go to, like, all the events, and it was, like, Danny Real booth.
Right.
So that was pretty cool.
So you weren't doing the stuff in front of the cars.
No, when I'm on the covers of, like, magazines and stuff, but that's it. Yeah.
So yeah, I
made it into really... business. That's the whole thing. Is like it was always like, oh, the models are just hired at the show, and I was like, no, I am
need to
not.
Monetize
that's,
off
yeah,
of this.
I had to do that, and I had people working under me. I had like my business partners, and we really took it and like we made it a business, and we were very successful at it. And then I went back to Winnipeg.
Right. Winnipeg. Oh, man, the Winnipeg.
So, yeah, an import model, yes, essentially is being in front of the cars, but at the end of the day, I don't consider myself like an import model, but I homage my humble beginnings.
The humble beginnings, you know, next to those that did it. Yeah. Now, did you have that like business like intuition right away to like, yeah. Oh, this is hella people. How do I monetize off of this? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And the easiest way, the immediate way was to like, just like the meet and greet lines.
Yeah. Because it's just like, there's so many people here. Like, let's figure this out. And then we had the store online. And then even when I'd go to like whatever businesses would be hiring me to like show up because they want people around. Mm-hmm. It was just like, it was like an insane ride. It was so cool. And now I'm here like 10 years later and I'm still getting hired for clubs and stuff like that. And people still show up. So the love is cool. And I think it's just always because I don't give a and I'm a happy person and I just want good vibes only. And I don't think that I'm ever better than anybody. I think I'm very equal to everybody. And I love f***ing around with my fans and like making fun of them. They're so nervous. I'll be like, please.
They're so nervous.
But you know, like, and then like, or if someone's like super nervous, I'll like go and f***ing like hug them and be like, I love you. Like, you know, it's like that interaction with my fans. That's like, that's such an important thing. It's like, if you're coming out to stand in my lines, mm-hmm. like, I'm going to make sure you have a good experience. That's why it probably takes so long to get through my lines. But I always bring candy and stuff and hand it throughout. Like, it's amazing. It's been good times.
What do a majority of your fans, like, do they come from just YouTube or, like, other platforms?
I think YouTube just, like, the best because it's the best way to, like, get to know somebody, like, on a real level. Mm-hmm. That's why I think I had my advantage over, like, all the other girls because, like, not to say that they didn't have good personalities or whatever, but mine was shown. And I was able to, like, be on that level, you know? When someone comes up to me, like, I feel like I know you. It's like, that's awesome. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. I didn't host that night, but you hosted that night.
Yeah.
And then I was just shooting outside the club. And then, I don't know if you remember, it was very brief. This was, like, back in March. Okay. Early this year. You were hosting. And then, I just popped in and say hi. Went in for a cheek like a hug, but then we kind of like cheek kissed a little bit. I was like, oh my bad, I didn't mean to do that. What the f-? I just got a little nervous. I was going for the hug, but then it just accidentally happened. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. But,
did you apologize?
Yeah, I apologize. Oh. I shouldn't have, right?
No.
Oh.
You shouldn't have apologized.
Oh.
You should have pressed harder.
Oh.
Like, real cheek kiss.
No, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And then, like, how was that, like?
How was that interaction?
Yeah, like.
She's like, oh, mother, you were this close from my lip. I was like, oh.
Oh, did I say that?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I think I remember this, actually. I think I do remember this. And I didn't know you. I was like, I remember this. It does happen, like, often. I'm just like, you motherfucker, close from my lip. That's what I'm saying. Like, I will call you out. I will talk to you. Whatever. But that's funny.
Yeah. No, it wasn't intentional. Did you get nervous? Huh?
Did you get nervous?
Oh, yeah. I did. Even though I was, like, four shots in, like, the nerve, like, fought through the alcohol and, like, made it away to the top. Mm-hmm. I was like,
I love that. That's
shook funny. It off, though. Still a man. What?
That's cute.
Yeah.
And then what'd you think about when you're lying in bed? Just kidding.
Thought about those wallpapers. Oh man, there was another thing I wanted to talk about. So do you get people calling you like ABG? How do you feel about that term?
I didn't like it at first, but like, I don't like, what does it mean again?
It's like an Asian baby. It's like a
look. Asian baby. It's like a look. Yeah, okay, okay, no, I know. Right. That was like the
stereotype back then.
Yeah, and like that's fine. I didn't like it at the time, but now I'm like, I don't care because I am the OG. And like, or be like, oh, mommy, like, oh, like, you're the OG. Blah, blah, blah. Like, I used to think that, you know, I was like, motherfucker, shut up. Like, don't tell anybody. And I'm like, oh, I used to watch you like 8 years ago. I was just like, that was like yesterday, right? Like, is that what you're talking about? But I'm like, no, I did pave the way. And I swear to God, like, after this relationship, like, I'm unbothered. I'm at peace. Yeah. I know what I've done and what I've accomplished.
Yeah.
And I'm always so hard on myself. Or, like, you get that one comment about, like, oh, yeah, like, you know, you're older, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, fine, replace me then. like figure it out. I feel great right now, and I'm in a good headspace, and I'm standing tall, and I am very happy with what I've accomplished.
Yeah, I don't.
So it's okay. I am the OG of the shits.
Yeah, it's just so crazy that so many girls now like kind of like follow that like. I don't know, that like expression almost, you know, of like the girls, I guess, that paved the way, right?
Yeah, but I always like say, or like when a girl comes up
to me. They will like joke about it on TikTok and whatnot.
Yeah, but even in the sense of like when girls are like, oh yeah, I want to be like you, I want to whatever. I'm like, no, strive to be better. Mm. Have aspirations. And like, treat this as a hobby, because it's not easy work at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And it's a dime a dozen. There's bitches everywhere. Like, it's just the way it is.
Okay.
And my dad always even told me when I was growing up, he's like, there's always someone prettier than you, so be smart. And I'm like,
right. Yeah. Did you always acknowledge like your looks in a sense, where or did it like did you know like, yeah, I'm pretty as fuck?
No, I think I'm a very insecure person.
Oh really?
But when I need to be on, like I become on and I forget about that shit. Like if I'm working or whatever, like
yeah.
I've just become
Danielle. Her. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I come her. I become her.
Is that almost like a what do you call it?
Double persona.
Like double person. Yeah.
Yeah, I think a little bit in a sense too.
You know how like Bruce Wayne is like, once he becomes Superman, it's like I'm
fucking Superman. Definitely, I think so. Mm. I try my best to just be my honest self, but you can't always be on. You can't always be on. So yeah, definitely. Like I'm more chill.
I see.
These days. I can't be bothered.
Really?
I can't be bothered.
Nothing bothers you?
Mm-mm.
Oh man.
I know.
If you had like five key things about like what makes a successful relationship now that you've been in two, what would it be going to your next one? Or is that like a loaded question?
It is a loaded question. I don't even know if I have any answers, because I haven't sat down to think about it, because I'm not even trying to be in a relationship right now. But
at the end of your relationship, do you make a pros and cons list?
I don't make a pros and cons list.
No?
Because there's just too many cons and everything.
Oh, damn. God.
There's no pros and cons list. I just, right now, going into a relationship, if I were to ever go into one, definitely, again, I need them to have their own life. I need to have my own life. Like, we need to stand parallel, not on each other.
Uh-huh.
And I'm very guilty for this, too. Like, I'm very, like, I'm nurturing. I like to, you know, take care and be involved, but I don't think that's necessarily as healthy as I think it is. Mm-hmm. So one, you have to be stable. You need to be strong man, independent, and very, very.
Is that like a build?
Sure with yourself.
When you say strong,
no.
Is there like a 6 foot, you know? Like,
are you 6 foot?
I am 6 foot. Yeah,
no.
I checked that.
No,
box.
I don't like. There's no aesthetic. Like
really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
Because charming is so important to me.
Oh.
That gumption is like super, super.
Hold on, one more time. What would you say?
That gumption.
Gumption?
Yeah, that's like you got it. Like if the package of like, you know. Look it up later.
Okay. Yeah. Big word for me.
And then you definitely just need to be able to make me laugh. I like to laugh, have a good time, and be a little bit free. So those are kind of the five things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's...
It's not that much to ask for.
This is really not.
It's not. It's the bare minimal, I think.
Well...
And then some, whatever.
And what?
And then some, whatever.
Like, yeah, yeah, you know. Yeah. And also just being able to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are some, like, of the most common red flags you've seen in, like, a first date?
Well, she loves red flags, bro.
Yeah, red flags are my
yes.
Shit.
Yes.
What are your favorite red flags?
Just toxicity. No, just kidding.
What type of toxicity?
That's joking aside, and I don't really date, like, that's what I'm saying, like, dating seems exhausting. I don't try and sit here and try and know you.
So what do you do?
It just falls into my lap.
You see a cute guy, like, what do you do? What do you do?
Nothing.
Like,
I look at you, even if someone's like has the hottest body and he's all like ripped and stuff, I'm like, you don't eat. Like, I'm not gonna have fun with you. Like, you're gonna finish. Like, that's why. Like, that's
well, he could pick you up. But he could, like, you know.
I don't care. I'll pick. It doesn't matter. Like, you know, I'll pick him up. I'm strong too. I'll work out. But no, that's what I'm saying. Like, aesthetics isn't anything for me. That's not what gets me. It's like mindsets. It's like that shit is like what I strive for. I honestly look at male bodies if they're all ripped and they have like no fat on their body. I'm just like, nah, not attracted.
Wow.
Not attracted. I love to eat. I like to have fun. You don't look like you eat. You're probably counting all your macros and shit. Like, oh, no, he, not
yeah,
for me.
Yeah, yeah, he's definitely counting his macros.
Not for me. I want an eater.
Okay.
So how do you like to get fine-fucked?
That's such an aggressive question. With food.
He's using your phrasing.
I know. I like just like with food.
With food?
With food. Good conversation.
Hot pot?
Yeah.
You know, first date hot pot?
First date hot pot, no.
Well, you like to eat. Yeah, I can. That's all you can eat right there.
Yeah, I know. But, like, I'm all you can
eat.
So, yeah.
Word.
Yeah.
You're all key. Yeah, skip the food.
A little bit of food. Yeah.
Sushi,
probably.
It's
a good first date.
Yeah, see you know, you're not an amateur. You know what it is. You know what it is. Sushi first dates, it's just... The second when a girl says sushi first date, bro, I know. They know about the business. Yeah, she's trying to eat light, you know? Yeah. Three bites and a cup of wine. Let's go back to
I'm an expensive date. I can drink and I can eat. That's why I always joke around. I'm the most expensive date. I'm sorry. Like, but I'm not sorry. It is what it is. I eat and I drink.
So deli sushi...
Deli sushi.
Deli sushi.
Oh, like just like at a store?
Yeah. I like
with a picnic.
With a picnic, right. And then Jose Cuervo. Oh, yeah. I've gotten a little bougie these days. I can't even do that anymore.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Me too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's
it's not like a bottle of Tito's in the bush anymore.
No, definitely not. definitely not, yeah. Yeah. I think a dinner at Nobu. I did take somebody to Nobu, yeah. And you know, from watching you on YouTube, now we're on doing a YouTube video together. Crazy.
You guys can do whatever you put your mind.
There
to.
You go. That's the message.
That's the takeaway. You can do it too.
Yeah.
This could be us.
What? No.
But you playing?
Wait. No. It, not you and them. Yeah. How that works. No.
DMs slide. Let's go. Just kidding.
She's not responding. It's fine. Yeah.
At this point, right now, no. Just come to my OnlyFans page and chat with me there.
Go on her Instagram. Go on her Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah. Reply there though.
Just like.
Yeah. And nothing to say right now. But I'll be back.
Okay.
I'll be back.
Yeah. The next time we'll go out and like do something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's been a ton. All right.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.